That afternoon, Dad announced that a storm would be moving in. The sky was a brilliant azure, and the soft, billowy clouds moved lazily across it, like white sailing ships on the sea. Storm? How could there be a storm? Yet, Meg found herself admitting her father was right, as the August heat intensified. Drops of sweat ran down her face as she took the dry clothes from off the clothesline for her mother. The clouds, so spectacular only a few hours before, were being replaced with ominous black clouds that looked angry and full of malice. Meg could think of only one thing, and that was Sophie Cat being alone in a storm.